How-tos for experiencing the Great Commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, tools for experiencing affection in church.
Imagine gathering together with some maybe families in your small group, or maybe an evening during the month when you gather with other children and parents together, and we simply answer the question, I feel loved by you when? Do you know that a 3-year-old can answer that question? So can a 13-year-old. Imagine a little 4-year-old boy who looks up at his dad and says, Dad, I really feel your love when you come into my room and get down on the floor and play with me. Can't you imagine that'll impact that father? In fact, it might have more impact than all the preaching we ever do on fathering.
For more tips on Great Commandment living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Ever noticed in music or on television that we seem to know more about hurt in relationships than experiencing love in relationships? Welcome to Great Commandment Radio, practical how-tos you can use for loving God and loving others. Hosted by David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Are you having trouble loving in a relationship? Maybe it's trouble loving a spouse or a child, a friend or family member, even a fellow church member. Well, perhaps you need to know the source of love, and that's what you'll experience on this edition of Great Commandment Radio. Both the source of our trouble in relationships and then the source of love. Join David and Teresa as we learn the second step in making relationships that work. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson.
Okay, out there, country western fans, I think I've got a new song that we could sing. And it's called, If You're Having Trouble Loving, We've Got What You Need.
Come on now.
Is that
you
bad?
You gotta be kidding.
Is that bad?
You have got to be kidding.
Is that bad? That's bad.
Having Trouble Loving. That's the title.
And we've got what you need.
That's the title of today's program on Great Commandment Radio. We're excited you have joined us. So you've got to tell us, what do you mean by having trouble loving?
Well, let's be honest. Sometimes in our day-to-day relationships, we have trouble loving those people that we're around. You know, one of our daughters, she gets upset. Well, and I felt this way, too. I have to confess it. Parents, some days you want to K-I-L-L those kids. You know, you love them, but you want to K-I-L-L them. You know, well, maybe sometimes you just have trouble loving your spouse. Or there may be somebody at work or a friend that you're just having trouble loving today.
You know, one of our staff members around here has got this testimony between he and his wife that says, you know, we loved one another, but to be honest with you, for years, we just didn't like one another.
That's true. We've all done that, haven't we?
Having trouble loving. Okay, let's be honest. You know, Teresa, I know there's been times when it's been a challenge for you to love me.
Oh,
I mean,
no, never.
Really.
Never.
You know, you've been challenged by my tendency to be late all the time for 2 or 3 decades, to never pick up anything I ever took off, it seemed, around the house. You've been challenged to love me. I know you have. And you needed a real reservoir of love. You needed some unexplainable, miraculous love in order for you to be able to love me.
Well, David, okay, when we're talking about admissions here, I'm going to have some true confessions here. There have been times when I know that you've had trouble loving me, David, like whenever I criticize you or judge you. I know that's really hard for you, and sometimes you have to go into the deep, deep depths of your soul, of your spirit, to show me love.
All this week, we're talking about how to make relationships work. And if we're all honest, we sometimes have trouble loving some of those around us, whether it's that child. In fact, if you have more than one child, you may struggle to love that child that's a lot like you. Has that been true for you,
Teresa? That's true. That is exactly true.
So we're talking about how it is that you and I can practically have relationships that work. And particularly, we're going to focus today on how do we change our concept of God, and in so doing, find that reservoir of love that's needed to move us beyond the trouble of loving into the abundance of loving. On yesterday's program, we talked about how our view of God can mess up our loving of others, and today, we'll particularly focus on how we can change our concept of God, how we see Him, and out of that flows the abundance of a reservoir of love that helps relationships work.
You're right, David. Yesterday we did talk about how if our vision of God is messed up, skewed, then our relationships are going to be skewed or messed up. How we see others, how we're around others, that relationship is going to be messed up based on how we see God. So receiving His love and seeing God as He really is going to help me love you better today. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, Lord, yes. Let's believe it to be so. If you're having trouble loving, we want to recommend that you go to the source of love. You know, the Bible says in three simple words what we'll be talking about today. In 1 John chapter 4, it says, and God is love. We're going to talk about going to the source of love, who is God. And before we go to the break, let's remind you to visit greatcommandment.net. And particularly today's download is entitled, Learning to Love the Real God. You'll find there a quick little story of the impact of Psalms 139:3 in my life as I talk about my first grandson, Zachary. As he was born, God began to take that Bible verse that says, God is intimately acquainted, caringly involved in all of your ways. And it helped me realize that when I woke up in the morning, I had a God. He wasn't trying to catch me doing something wrong. He wasn't so distant from me that He didn't notice I was awake. But I had a God who was excited to be involved in my life today. What if that was true for you? What if today, wherever you are, He is excited to love you? That God is the source of love. That God you can love with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And out of the source of that love, you can love others. If you're having trouble loving, we're excited you've joined us today on Great Commandment Radio. Back after this.
David and Teresa Ferguson, they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries. They're also the co-authors of a book that will help you experience more Great Commandment living and loving in your relationships. It's called The Great Commandment Principle. The Great Commandment Principle. Go to our website to order it and there download today's free handout on learning how to love the real God. You may know all the names for God, but not have experienced Him in your heart. Learn how to love the real God. It's today's free download. And the book, The Great Commandment Principle, and much more, all at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. How-tos for living out the great commandment. It's time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, Bible study. When you read the Bible, who are you thinking about?
You know, regrettably, a part of my time in the Scriptures early on in our ministry, honey, was spent on looking at the Scriptures for what those other people needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it might have been looking in the Scriptures for what you needed to do. I'm not sure. I hate to admit that on the air.
I would receive that.
Yeah. But the reality is, what we need to be encountering in the Scriptures is that we need to be receiving from the God who wrote them.
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, our series this week, Relationships That Work. But if you're having trouble loving in some of your relationships, perhaps you haven't experienced the source of love. Experienced. It's a word that applies to Intimate Life Ministries conferences and workshops and training opportunities. Experience. To give you a taste of what that experience of the source of love can be like, we take you to an Intimate Life Ministries conference with Dr. David Ferguson.
This past summer, I told you I had a new grandson named Zachary. So Zachary spends a lot of time in our house. We've obviously got to have a nursery there for Zachary when he comes over, and they've got a lot of technology they didn't have when our kids were growing up, and one of them is called monitors. They got this little thing in here you put in this one room, put the other monitor in the other kid's room, and you can hear the kid waking up. They didn't have those when we were growing up. So now we got these little monitors with Zachary in there. And so Zachary's taking a nap at our house, and Teresa is in there with me. She hears him waking up in the nursery. And she goes running to this nursery with a big smile on her face. And you can almost hear her thinking, he's awake, he's awake. I'm going to get to play with him. And I watched that for a week or so, and one morning, during my quiet time, the Lord reminds me of this. David, that's the way I am when you wake up in the morning. David, when you wake up in the morning, my heart is saying, he's awake, he's awake. I'm looking forward to getting to share the day with him. See, folks, I think that's the real God. But I spent almost 20 years of my Christian life thinking that God's heart toward me when I woke up was more like, oh no, he's awake. I really did. I spent a great portion of my Christian journey and much of that in ministry with a concept of God that would have said as I woke up in the morning, oh no, he's awake, and I better watch him close. In fact, I'm going to watch him close today. And probably catch him doing something wrong. I had a concept of God that he was that one who was like the Pharisees hiding in the grain fields. He was ready to jump out at any moment to accuse. You know who I think the real God is? I think the real God is the one that this morning when you woke up, there's a smile on his face and there was something inside of him that says, she's awake, she's awake. He's awake. I'm looking forward to sharing today with him or her. That's the real God. For some of us, we need the challenge of loving the real God because that's where constrained love comes from.
You know, David, I wouldn't have seen God as the one who comes off the front porch to embrace me. You know, for a long time, I would have only seen him as a distant God. One that's standing there kind of with his hands on his hips, judging me, not being able to trust him. And as a result, I know I had trouble loving other people because I couldn't trust them, couldn't trust the relationship. I felt like they were always judging me.
And I think it's really true that as you have come to see him as more trustworthy, as you've come to see him as a God who really does accept you, I know it's empowered you to really, through his love, love me better, trust me more, really believe that the intention of my heart is to care about you and love you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited that as he has corrected how you see him, I've ended up being blessed by it.
It has been a process and a journey, hasn't it? But it's been a blessing to both of us. And David, I know for a long time that you've not been able to see God as someone that loves you, that someone that just totally accepts you and that doesn't criticize you.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. You know, rather than seeing a God running toward me with a compassionate heart and outstretched arms, I've seen more of a God who's running toward me with lectures. How about some of you? Have you had kind of a lecturing God? I know that's been true of me. And as I've seen this kind of lecturing God that's focused on what I haven't done and what I didn't get right, I know it's prompted me, rather than give you compassion, I've tended to give a lot of advice. You know, it's kind of like if God's lecturing me, guess what you're going to get, you know? And I know that's come out on our children. As I have this lecturing God who's focused on what I don't do right and what I haven't gotten done, I've tended to focus a lot on other people in that same way, giving a lot of advice and focusing a lot on what they haven't done yet.
I know, David, that now that you've come to know God as more of a compassionate God, I've been able to see his love enable you to love me better by giving less advice and more compassion.
How about you? Have you been able to experience this depth of love that comes from the one who is love? Would you allow God's Spirit to begin to change your concept of how you see him? He's not running toward you with lectures. He's not running toward you disappointed with a scowl on his face. The real God runs toward you with outstretched arms, excited to love you. Thanks for joining us today on Great Commandment Radio. We're blessed all week long to focus upon relationships that work. Visit our website, greatcommandment.net, or call us at 1-800-881-8008. And check out this week's resource. It's entitled The Great Commandment Principle, How Relationships Really Do Work Out of the Greatest of All Commandments, Loving Him and Then Finding the Source to Love Others. We'll look forward to our time together in our closing segment after the break.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships, as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experienced Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net, or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
How long has it been since you've received from the Lord through the Word? What Hebrews 4:12 means, the Word has become alive.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Our time in the Bible is not primarily about finding things in there that will impress our friends. I hate to admit it, honey, but I've actually, in times past, prepared Bible studies or gone to Bible studies on the basis of, I hope somebody asks me this question. I know the answer. Our times in the Bible are not primarily about prideful knowledge. They're about learning to receive from the God who wrote those scriptures.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net.
Okay, David, let's get practical. Let's talk about some real life situations here when people are really having trouble loving those around them. Let's talk to a mom that's really had it with her son. You know, the kid just keeps cursing at her, really is disrespecting her, and she feels like she's just going to lose it. Or what about the dad that he's trouble loving that daughter when he's just found out she's in trouble? Maybe she's pregnant. Maybe she's in drugs. She's this little girl. But what's he going to do? How's he going to love her?
You know, even as you share those painful situations, honey, several things we might say. First of all, the situation you just mentioned, whether it's those rebellious, disrespectful words, or whether it's the tragedy of this pregnancy of my daughter, those things hurt. They hurt deeply, this mom and this dad. Mm-hmm. And the first thing we would say is, don't deal with that hurt alone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to respond or react out of your own hurt. There's got to be some time when you take those disrespectful words, the pain of that betrayal of that daughter, and allow the God of all comfort to minister to you. That's why it's so important for single parents to have a journey mate they can share with in some of those painful times. That's why it's so important for moms and dads to have some of that quality time of just you being able to say to me, you know, I was really hurt deeply by some of the things that one of our children said today. And give me the opportunity to share some of his loving comfort with you.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, receive some of God's love for the hurt and the pain that in this case some of our children may have caused. Secondly, out of the blessing of that God cares about this dad's pain, this mom's pain, we're better able, having freely received it, to freely give it. I think we'll find it might be helpful to meditate. I know it helps me to oftentimes just meditate on the Bible passage we looked at earlier in today's program of a God who's running toward me with outstretched arms. He embraces me, accepts me, restores me, and he celebrates over me. I need those times of just meditating on that kind of God, drawing upon that source of love in order that I have something to give my own children.
All right. We're talking about the family. We just talked about the family relationship, a daughter, a son. But, David, would I apply those same kind of principles to somebody in the workplace? Suppose somebody in the workplace, the lady next door to me, has been maybe spreading lies about me. Maybe she's been gossiping, and it's been hurtful. What am I supposed to do about that?
You know, there again, let's all be honest. I think this is why the Bible would say to us, we don't return evil with evil.
Mm-hmm.
There's something inside of my flesh that wants to strike back, whether it's to avoid her, whether it's to look down upon her.
Spread more gossip.
Mm-hmm. Criticize, judge mm-hmm. her in some way. And yet the Bible says that we, rather than return evil with evil, return evil with good. And the good we're talking about today only comes out of maybe the reality that maybe I turn aside to pray. And as I pray, I imagine, what is God's heart toward this lady? Well, what is underneath the spreading of lies and rumors? What's underneath that? Is there a hurting, insecure, fearful, anxious, maybe jealous person for whom God has compassion? Would God view her as the prodigal? Would God view her as the one toward whom he would go running with outstretched arms? If he would, it begins to help my heart to be moved beyond returning evil with evil and begin to respond out of this depth of love from the one who is love.
Oh, I guess all this good love and everything won't put coals of fire on her head and make her repent. That's not how God would do it, is it? Okay, let me give you some homework. Go to the website, greatcommandment.net, and then download Learning to Love the Real God. The real God wouldn't want coals of fire burning on her head. And the priority of love. Let me share with you what it looks like. Let the Lord impress you with the love he has for you. He's excited that you're awake. He's praying for you, that you would know him. And in knowing him, that you would love him in return. That's a kind of love that that God can give. That's a kind of God who is a source of love. And then number two, ask him to give you one particular dimension of his love, whether it's more of his patience. I could say yes to that. More of his grace, more of his mercy, more of his compassion. What is it that you feel like that you're lacking in, that you need God to fill you, love you better in, and then focus on that?
Focus upon a God who is love. And as his source of love, it is all patient. His love is full of grace. His love is filled with mercy. His compassion never ends. How about take a little moment today, turn aside, and just meditate on this God who runs toward you, outstretched arms, to embrace you, to celebrate over you. Just receive his love. What does it do to your heart? Does it touch you with a sense of gratitude and thankfulness, a sense of wonder and humility that you have a God who has accepted you just the way you are? We've all been in foreign lands, as the prodigal was, places we shouldn't have been. We've all at times, like the prodigal, squandered precious things, precious time, precious relationships, and yet we have a God who has accepted us, restored us, celebrated over us. Out of the abundance of that love comes the power to love others. We're excited you've joined us today on Great Commandment Radio, and look forward to our time together tomorrow, as we all week long focus on relationships that work. God's plan for relationships. It always works. Thanks for joining us today.
David and Teresa Ferguson, they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries. Learn how to experience more of the love of the real God in your heart and relationships that work. Go to our website for today's free download. Learning how to love the real God. Today's free download at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. And order your own copy of The Great Commandment Principle by Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. The Great Commandment Principle, practical and biblical how-tos and motivation in loving God a little bit better, living out the greatest of all the commandments. The Great Commandment Principle, today's free download. Our Great Commandment network of churches, workshops, and seminars. Visit us, greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. We continue our series, Relationships That Work, learning how to take a God's eye view. That's next time on Great Commandment Radio.